Dear God, can I keep a couple of sins? It just seems really drastic to let go of everything. There's just a couple of things that I kind of like that isn't hurting anybody. Seems to me that purity is kind of idealistic, and I noticed in the ministry that a lot of people relate to me when I share my failures. So I'm thinking, why not just keep them coming? Nobody can relate to a righteous person. In fact, I'm not even sure I've seen one. Didn't the Apostle Paul say he became all things to all people, that by all means he might win a few? Even said that in there too, to the weak I become weak. And you know I got a few weaknesses, so why not make a ministry out of it? I know it says straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, but why can't you just widen the lane a little bit? I'm trying to stay on the road, but it's just that it's not very convenient. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be full. I remember reading that. You know, you could fill a place up a lot faster if you were a little more accommodating. And some of the scriptures in the Bible are a little uncomfortable. Some people are just really downright offended. Nobody minds if I'm talking about the unconditional love that you have for us. And the offerings are a lot bigger when we talk about being blessed when we give as unto you. And that's usually when they give to me. But nobody wants to read the fine print. I can't even get my dog to sit and you're talking about obedience. And you got a whole list of the kind of people that aren't going to make the kingdom of heaven. I think my name might be on there more than once. And I'd like to just point out that in Psalms it says you don't deal with us according to our sins or repay us according to our iniquities. So I hope you don't mind if I'm asking you to let me keep a few. In the spirit of negotiation, I'm just trying to get a better deal on my behalf. I mean, after all, Paul said, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I just don't want to see a lot of grace go to waste. I could use myself as an example. Thanks for letting me share. Amen. This is a new prayer you still won't hear at church, where there's more stuff wrong than would fit in a 2-minute sermon. It revolves around the age-old battle between faith and works. And I'm just your lunatic friend on the back road trying to balance it all out. Thanks for letting me borrow your ears and supporting this podcast, but only if you find value in it, because there will always be prayers you won't hear in church.